You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From Washington to Hollywood and right back to Wisconsin, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Connecting the dots on the stories shaping our world with smart takes, sharp humor, and plenty of personality.
You know, I really expected more professional behavior from you.
It's news and culture without the noise.
Yeah, I'm on!
Here's Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Dude!
Well, there's a little noise, but it's the sound of our sweet voices. Hey, welcome to Nightlight, everybody. I am Pete Schwabe. Joined, as always, by my co-host, Greg Bach, with Dom Lee, working things out in many ways, online and off, in Madison. Dom is working through it. Welcome to Nightlight. This is a Wednesday night as we continue to... how's the weather there, you guys? Are you both doing okay after last night?
Dom, go first.
I mean, it's raining here in Madison. It's a bit of a rainy day, but not nearly as bad as the hail that was yesterday. It was terrible. It was...
What the hail?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Overall, it wasn't... Today it's been pretty nice. Just a little bit of rain.
It was a little scary because Tucker, our senior producer, Tucker, had to go to the basement. And he's just a couple miles away from you, Dom. So I'm glad you guys are okay. And I'm glad there was no major damage there at Civic Media headquarters. That would have been something.
I had to head to the basement last night, and that
really?
Was not fun. Yeah, we got a tornado warning at 8:50 something. It lasted till 9:30. It touched down in a couple places. Nothing around. It was funny because the tornado warning was specifically for my area of the county, northeastern Kenosha, where I live. And I was like, oh boy, okay, I better go look for our home insurance policies right now because who knows. But everything was fine. We sat in the basement. The dog was a little, she wasn't nervous. She was just like, why are we down here? It's fun. I'm done. Can I go back upstairs now? So she went like to the top of the basement stairs and just kind of like sat on a step waiting. Like, you got some time here. So we're just going to keep watching the Lincoln Lawyer. But we were good. It was a lot of lightning, a lot of thunder, a lot of rain, but no damage from any hail, no wind damages in the neighborhood. So we're good. And right now it's what? 60 something degrees outside, so it's nice. It's fine.
Man, I'll take that. We were at 48 today in overcast, but no crazy hail or anything. It's funny, like it was always like when you had to go to the basement as a kid, it was a little scary, but my son lives on the north side of Milwaukee. He had to go to his basement and he has one of those old apartment buildings. Yeah. And you go into the foyer and the lights in the basement are always on. It's like a dungeon basement. Where the laundry stuff is.
Oh, yeah.
He had to go down. It's like a 6-unit building. He had to go down there by himself and just hang out for an hour in this horrible thing where you're down there and it's just like you get the sense that something bad has happened down there. And he's stuck down there by himself last night during a horrible storm. But I'm glad you guys are okay. That's good stuff.
Me too. I'm glad everyone is okay. I hope everyone is okay out there listening. Hope, there wasn't too much damage if there was. I hope you're okay. But welcome to the show. We'll try to make today... Wednesday, a better day for you.
A better Wednesday. I like that. We do have a great show tonight. Logan Rogge will be here from Travel Wisconsin. Logan is always fun. Those of you who listen to Nightlight have heard Logan before. He's a fun, engaging interview and informative. If you're looking for something to do this spring, you'll want to hear our interview with Logan because he has all the 411 on what's happening on What's the Haps in Wisconsin this spring. Whoa, see how I did that? Dom, what'd you think of that?
That's pretty impressive. I'm giggling here.
Don't pat him.
I like that you went to him. You're like, Dominic, did you like it?
He always does it too. This is a common thing now.
Well, it's a brain rot thing. It's a generational thing. Greg and I are a little closer in age. And not that you didn't know, Greg. I'm sure you would have known it.
Well, according to last week's quiz, I didn't know at all. So, I mean, honestly, no idea. I was just sitting here looking at the wind passing over my head, thinking to myself, oh, man, tomorrow's Thursday. That's it.
Dude, I would brag, but I totally got lucky with a couple of those answers. So I'm not gonna toot my own horn yet. But speaking of quizzes, Greg and I will take another one of Dom's quizzes in the second hour, and it pertains to the state of Wisconsin. In the first hour, we'll do that.
There you go.
Yeah, because Logan will be here. We'll set the table with some Wisconsin quiz talk for Logan's arrival in hour number two. And we've got some contest information coming up too, Greg?
Yep, in the second hour. On that. Yes, in the second hour, today is the final day of the Be an MKE VIP, your chance to win an all-access pass to the MKE Film Festival. That is coming up tonight. The final keyword will be coming in the second hour, so keep it locked here. Get ready to text that word in. And then one lucky winner this week will receive an all-access pass to get into any movie, even the sold-out ones. So you want to text that in. That'll be coming up in the second hour. And then the fest begins tomorrow, goes until the 30th. If you have any inclination of going, if you live in the area, mkefilm.org for more information, for lineups. And I think you said, Pete, if you win that all-access pass, that's like a $600 value.
$600 plus. And that is, for 2 weeks of movies, it's almost overwhelming. Like, because you're like, oh my God, I got to make this worth it. But really, even if you only manage to go see 2 to 5 films over 2 weeks, it's just a great value. And like Greg said, you can get into stuff even when it's sold out. Membership has its privileges. So good luck in the contest. We'll give you more information about that in hour two. I had a really weird day today, you guys. I had it was kind of chilly here, so I had the gas fireplace going. Okay. And I was being lazy. I just sat on my phone for like an hour, and I'm like, this is kind of old school. I'm like sitting by the fire, but on social media. It's like, yeah, I don't know what generation I belong in, you know, but it was relaxing.
Probably millennial. I feel like that's the perfect balance of that, like, you know, old timey sitting by the fire, and I gotta check my FanDuel account, like, you know.
Well, it's a perfect mix. I also had a shawl on, so you can say,
I could go back even further. While vaping. You're just taking one old-timey and
like, uh-oh, Greg's frozen. Maybe I'm frozen.
Actually, Pete's frozen right now. And if you're watching the live stream right now, it's great because you are mid-laugh right now. Oh, nah, it's gone.
Did I freeze or did you guys freeze?
You froze.
I think we all did. Yeah.
Folks, welcome to live radio on television. So there you go.
I'm at a point in my life when where something goes wrong, it's a relief when it's not my fault. That's all I care about. It's like, oh, thank God it wasn't me, you know, but it was me to some.
You really identified with that, you know, that 90s philosopher, Steve Urkel, who I would just always say, did I do that?
I never watched that show.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Is that how you say his name? I thought
it was Steve Urkel.
But then
because how shows that go a long time go, eventually he probably said something in the effect of, I'm tired of playing this character all the time. So then science prevailed in this program and he was able to get into a machine that turned, basically it was basically a Nutty Professor situation where it said, like, he was Steve Urkel, nerdy, you know, like talk like this. And then he gets in this machine that turns him into Stefan Urkel, who is a smooth talking, beautiful man who, like, Laura dislikes Steve Urkel a lot, but Stephen Urkel, oh my goodness gracious, because she can't see past Urkel's charm. She can't see what a great guy Steve Urkel is.
All I can think of right now is I am glad that is not our Nightlight Movie Club showing tomorrow night, because I would be totally lost.
It would also be a TV show. That'd be weird.
That would be even weirder. Yeah. Hey, which reminds us, folks, tomorrow night for Nightlight Movie Club, in the second hour, we will be talking about this week's popcorn pick of the week, I guess you'd say. Greg, you want to tell them what it is?
It's the Rob Reiner classic, When Harry Met Sally, starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan and Carrie Fisher and Rob Reiner's mother and a whole host of other people. We'll be talking about that movie tomorrow in the second hour, as we do every single week on the Nightlight Movie Club. So watch it and then feel free to participate. You'll be able to call or text and let us know. Love to hear your thoughts on this absolute classic. When we were looking it up, it said something to the effect it was like number 13 on top 20. I'm like, I feel like When Harry Met Sally is like a top 5 at the very least.
Me too. And so, the movies ahead of it were like, what? That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There were a couple of movies I like, I never thought this was a rom-com. Tony on the live stream says, ooh, homework. I'm excited. Yep. Yeah.
Tony loves Movie Club, dude.
And Tony's never seen it, so I hope you enjoy it. It's a very fun film. So yeah,
It is a fun film.
We'll be talking about that tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And if you ever thought on a movie that we should watch, email us, nightlight@civicmedia.us. You can also email us if you know your thoughts on the show, if there's a guest you think we should be talking about, a topic, that kind of thing. But nightlight@civicmedia.us for all your needs if you want to contact us via the good old-fashioned electronic mail.
Absolutely. Tony also said it would be more old school if it was a wood fireplace. Tony, I actually have a wood-burning stove in my basement, so I could have rocked that, so to speak. And then he says gas fireplace fits social media and your phone better.
Are we at a Home Depot right now and you're getting advice on redesigns? Like, well, you got yourself a cell phone there. It's an iPhone, so I think you really should go gas burning stove. It really just makes more sense. It's going to be bring more ambiance, make it pop in the room.
Got a landline. All right, let's get to our Nightlight question of the night, because we've got some stuff to discuss.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite musical film?
Musical
not
film.
Not Broadway, okay. Not live show, musical film. That is our question of the night, inspired by the fact that the film Sing Street, which is awesome, and Flashdance dropped today.
There
so
you go.
Share with us your favorite musical film. That'll be a fun discussion.
We'd love to know. And yeah, we'll talk more about that in the second hour.
In the second hour. So, Dom, why don't you kick us off, buddy? We've got some news on the agenda.
The first big story.
All right. Pete, it's not really. I want to say it's heating up, but it's really not. The Democrats, the Democrats vying for Wisconsin governor were at a forum this week, earlier on Monday. This is in WPR, Wisconsin Public Radio. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this, nobody said anything super controversial or super out there, but we had just came out of a spring election, and according to this article, and it makes sense, but the newest Marquette poll said that people are completely undecided and not really tuned into this race yet. But it's coming before you know it. So we want to make sure people are understanding. So I really, you know, especially for tonight's stories, civicmedia.us/shows, you can find this article in WPR. They were talking mainly about data centers and climate accountability, and climate accountability specifically pertaining to data centers as well. All seven Democratic candidates were at this forum. It was an electronic forum, or I don't know how you pronounce that, or but
virtual?
Virtual, thank you. There it is. Virtual Democratic Forum. That was the word I was trying to think of. But, you know, they were all given 90 seconds to talk about topics, and a lot of things they were talking about had to do with climate change, which is no surprise that many of them are in favor of much stricter climate change legislation that helps protect Wisconsin, its conservation efforts, the fact that we are Wisconsin, we believe in our beautiful land, and we should protect it. A lot of throwing around of, quote, a Green New Deal, not the, but a Green New Deal for public schools, and making sure that retrofitting buildings was easier and to help lower utility costs. But then they also went on to talk about data centers and how we need to be doing way more for data for the community.
The local,
when it comes to data. In as much as to like pause all data center construction and any consideration until more work, more legislation, and more information has been put forth, so they can make sure that these companies are paying their fair share, the communities aren't getting, you know, hit hard with utility costs. And a big thing that Robin Voss is against is, you know, having these companies use being environmentally sustainable in their ability to gain energy. So this one was very interesting. It, again, not super crazy out there. No one did anything weird or said anything outrageous. But we do have an election this fall. We have an election November for a new governor. This is an open seat, and we need to start keeping our eyes and ears open now. So I would look into this story and just keep yourself, you know, apprised of what's going on with this election, because there are seven people running on the left. And so far, only one guy running on the right.
And no one really standing out. They all kind of agreed about data centers. There just needs to be more research on it. But we will get back into this after this very short break, folks. Don't go anywhere. What is your favorite musical film? That's tonight's question of the night. Let us know, and don't go anywhere. We are coming right back. We've got much more to discuss and a quiz at 5:35. This is Pete and Greg and Nightlight on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Dom is jamming, man. Love it. Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwab, sitting just upstate from Greg Bach. Dom is in Madison, completing the Yotter Hay Triangle. And Greg, while we were at a break, Tony on the live stream says we need eight people running for governor, not seven.
Okay.
And he is sort of
good.
Nominating you, more or less. He's giving you his endorsement.
Let me sing you a song right now.
Oh, boy.
Heck no.
All right. You're quite the lyricist.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Rodgers, Hammerstein, Stephen Sondheim, you know, Diane Warren and Greg Bach, all right there in the same category as lyricists who really connect with the people.
But yours was short and concise, and people, no, but leave them wanting more, right? That's what I was
saying. But we just received, nope, nobody wants more. All right, well, that's cool. Good.
All right, we've got two more stories here to get to in this segment before we break for the news, and then talk to Logan Rogge from Travel Was, I'm sorry, why do I keep thinking Logan is coming up in the first? He just seems like a first hour guest because he's jovial, he's informative. No? Okay. Logan will be here second.
I'm letting you live with your opinions. I'm not criticizing. I'm not going to say you're wrong. I'm letting you feel your feelings. They're valid, Pete. They're valid.
It gets something in my head, and I have trouble removing it and replacing it with actual information. So, all right, let's get to our second big story. Boy, Oh, go ahead, Greg.
I was going to say, it's funny you say that, and then we hear Dom's booming voice.
Boy, say what you want about our president. Is anyone else starting to really like him? yes, he is back at it again. There was an AI picture. I saw this on NBC News, a picture of Trump and Jesus. And I couldn't tell which one was the doctor or the Red Cross worker, but, it's basically Jesus comforting Trump, and Trump posted it. Who is he doing this, Greg? Does he know how to use AI? This has to be someone doing this for him, right?
No, he's seen these images and he posts them himself. Like he knows how to, honestly, I don't even think he's posting them. I think someone's holding his phone and he tells them what to do, which must be a terrible job. I wouldn't want that job working for a president I liked. Because it would just be like, it's like back at like those old movies, like, come in here, take a memo. It's like, oh no, I got a tweet for this guy now. This could be a sentence. This could be 40 paragraphs. But yeah, he's trying to suck up and bring back all those people who are quite upset about him being AI'd as a, quote, doctor working for the Red Cross, unquote. So,
Yeah, he posted this on, today, showing Jesus embracing him. And this is a day after another image that was shared on social media. The one where he said he was a doctor, but he was really obviously trying to be Jesus. So, I don't know. Will it work, Greg? That's the question. I mean, people are starting to see through him, especially religious people, which they probably should have a long time ago. But is this gonna get him back in good graces with the MAGA Christian right?
If they have something tied to Trump, they will. They don't. I mean, there's no real allegiance to anything. If they want clout, money, privilege, power, they're gonna do whatever, and they're gonna forgive him, and they're gonna say he has worked towards his. He's worked on his relationship with God, and we believe that he is once again the proper, you know, vessel for our broken message. And the broken message is don't expose people in the Epstein file. Don't talk about the big bill for billionaires. And even in here, it says like on the what's funny is that the original post that was put on Twitter, some person, I'm not even going to say their name, it says, I was never a very, this is the person, not Trump saying this. I was never a very religious man, but doesn't it seem with all these satanic, demonic, child sacrificing monsters being exposed that God might be playing his Trump card? I mean, okay.
And then Trump wrote too, the radical left lunatics might not like this, but I think it is quite nice. Like what is, he's normally, I don't like doing that, but I didn't want to have anybody be confused. Trump said when asked why he took down the photo, the previous photo of him as a quote doctor, end quote, people were confused. I'm confused more so lately with everything he says. Almost he's just kind of blathering, whether it's on social media or verbally, you know.
And we as a society let him do this, the news, the people, everybody. We just, because we thought it was, and it's just become commonplace and not acceptable, but it's a thing where people shrug their shoulders and say, well, what are you going to do? It's Trump. And that's not a good enough answer. I mean, this the radical left lunatics might not like this, but I think it is quite nice. That sentence holds so much emotion on varying scales. Like, the radical left lunatics might not like this, but I think it's quite nice. You know, like, there's an instability even in one sentence. It's ridiculous. But people who were concerned then, who don't actually care about faith, will be fine with this. The folks who spoke out wanted attention, and he did something for them. There's a picture of him and Jesus, white Jesus, however you want to place it. It's a weird picture, too, by the way. They look very close.
White.
Well, it's a white Jesus, and that's factually inaccurate. But it's just absolutely ridiculous here, and it's such a weird thing of like, well, I know what will work. I'll post a picture of me with Jesus, or maybe it's a long-haired doctor from the Red Cross. I don't know. He hasn't said.
They're bros.
Yeah, they're bros.
All right, we got time. We got to squeeze in our last big story.
This just happened this afternoon. A jury found in an antitrust trial against Live Nation, whose subsidiary is Ticketmaster, they found out they delivered a verdict that they illegally maintain monopoly power in the ticket market. This is still a developing story. Nothing has been, just the decision has been released. There has been no compensation, no deal. But this was a case between 34 attorneys general and Ticketmaster, or Live Nation, who owns Ticketmaster. There was a deal brought forth and settled in March against the DOJ. But that deal actually kind of pushed the states to say, we need to do more. We need to actually say, like, we need to actually hold this company accountable. And honestly, in today's day and age, the fact that an antitrust trial not only went through, but the company was found to be liable is mind-blowing to me. Again, we'll put this in this is a longer article. This will be in the show notes. Check this out, because again, I think this is inspiring that if we can do this now, that means there may be hope for other businesses coming under fire for the stuff they're doing. Yeah. So yeah, no for word sure. on what they'll have to do to like make amends, but that will be announced in the future. But that's interesting to me.
All right, we are coming right back to take one of Dom's quizzes. This is going to be fun, folks. It's Wisconsin-based. Play along. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba and Greg Bach. We will be right back. Welcome back. Dom never disappoints.
Nope.
Great tune. But was that Dylan?
It was, yes.
Yeah, that's Dylan.
Oh, God. When he actually had a voice. I gotta be honest.
I'm not gonna say anything right now because there's some decent Dylan fans out there that I'm not trying to get upset with.
No, I don't. I'm entitled to my opinion, and I think Bob Dylan was like he had a good voice, but now people still go to see him, and he's like a shell of himself. You know, I forgot how good he sounded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his early, especially his Nashville stuff he did back in the day too. Plus, fun fact about that song, it inspired Sam Cooke to write A Change Is Gonna Come, because he heard that song and he said, I should have written that song.
Oh, no way. That's awesome.
And that song was released after he passed away, unfortunately, and told us where that mind could have gone with his songwriting, because Sam Cooke is one of the greatest singers of
He's
all
fantastic.
Times. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, he can make a Saturday sock hop song sound amazing. You're like, this song is so good. It's just about kids dancing in a sock hop. But yeah, that's how powerful that song was for a lot of people. But I don't disagree. I wouldn't pay money to see Bob Dylan either.
I mean, if someone had an extra ticket,
I wouldn't even take it. I'd say find someone who really wants to see him. And I don't mean that in a pejorative, mean-spirited way. I mean, like, there are people out there who really want to see him. Find that individual. I want them to have that experience.
That is very giving of Greg Bach, folks. And that's kind of guy.
It's what I do here. It's what I do.
Our question of the night is, what is your favorite musical film? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know or text us on the app. Or if you're watching the radio on the stream at YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter, drop us a stream comment and let us know your favorite musical film. That is tonight's question of the night. We will have more information on our Text to Win Milwaukee Film Festival contest, where you could win a VIP all film pass. What is it called, Greg? All access pass?
It's an all access pass, my friend.
All access pass, yeah.
This week, I've been saying it incorrectly all week, but it's the same. You know what's going on. It's the an MKE VIP. You can win an all access pass to that film festival. It'll be amazing. We talked to Dr. Susan Kearns last night about it, and she spoke very, very wonderfully about how much of a value that really is. And it'll get you into sold out events.
Absolutely. And Matt Miller is going to drop by Friday night.
Yep.
We'll talk to Matt about movies in general, but I'm sure he'll have maybe an update on opening night. That'll be fun too. So that's all coming up in hour number two. Right now, this is exciting, folks. It's time for a Domley quiz.
Oh, boy.
Dom, how you feeling?
I'm ready for it. Are you guys ready for it? Greg, are you ready for it?
You know what? That hurt. That just hurt.
Sorry about that.
I don't know why you had to call me out. Well, anyone who listens to this show regularly knows exactly why you had to call me out, but still, I'd really love to feel something right now.
Well, then let's do it, guys. Let's do it.
This is the, why not?
Yes. This is the Wisconsin.
All right, so what is this about?
Okay, this is the Wisconsin-themed quiz, all right? It's a, it's, here's how it's going to work. We've got a mix of true or false, some multiple choice, and
oh
a
my
few.
God, this is like the ACTs all over again.
And a few where you're on your own, all right? There's no options. You're just going to have to know the question, okay? Are you guys ready?
I'm ready. Yep,
right,
I'm
again,
ready, I guess.
Wisconsin
yep.
theme. Wisconsin theme. First question. This is a true or false. The first cheesehead was worn at a Brewer game. True or false?
Oh, God. Everything inside me is falling apart. I'm going to say false. I'm going
to
say false.
Okay. Pete?
I feel like it was worn at something totally not related to the You know what? I'll say true because I know it wasn't at a Packer game. So, yeah, I'll say true.
The answer is true. Pete is up 1-0 already. Greg is down. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing.
Why do I put myself through
you're
this?
You're a Brewer fan, right, Greg?
Yeah. So what? And they suck right now, just like this, just like my record with these quizzes, okay?
Hey, this is a marathon. I mean,
We've got nine questions still, okay. So you have lots of room for improvement, Greg. Question two, Wisconsin is home for the first national what? Is it A, a kindergarten, B, a library, C, a brewery, or D, a sawmill? Wisconsin is home to the first national what? You said kindergarten, Pete?
Kindergarten.
I'm saying kindergarten, too.
You guys both get that question right. That was kindergarten.
I feel like if yes. I say it, he should have to choose something else. That's just me, though.
Well, then we got to, like, buzz in or something. I know it. My wife's a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah.
I did almost say library, but no, I knew that one.
Yeah, you got. Yeah, having a buzzer would be nice. But yes. All right. So you guys each got a point there. We're on to question three, all right? We're skating on through. Okay. What is the state bird? Question three. What is the state bird? This is not a multiple choice.
Oh, it's not.
It's robin.
Okay. Pete?
Now, I could go Bush League and say robin because Greg said that with confidence. I have no idea.
He did say it with confidence.
So I'm going to say
robin?
No, and I know it's not. All right. I'm going to say it's a blue jay.
Blue jay. Well, Greg, it is robin. You are correct there, sir. Pete got that point.
But do I get points for being a pal? Because I knew that
one.
Oh,
wow.
I feel like I would.
Oh, hold on. I got your participation award right here. That's right.
Hey, I'm all about participation awards. There's nothing wrong with it. A silver medal is a participation award by their
It's a fair point. It's a fair point.
Mm-hmm. But
right,
no
I'll
point.
Take the silver
is
in it, that one.
Tony on the live stream, is the state bird a finger? No, that's Boston. That's Massachusetts. That's they got that on lock.
Yeah, we're too nice for that, Tony.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right.
We give you the bird when you're walking away or you've left. Ooh. That's what we do here in Wisconsin. That's Wisconsin nice.
All right. Question four. Named after the folklore creature, where is the Hodag Country Festival?
Manitowoc.
Is there a...
There's no multiple choice.
Okay, I know this. It's... I don't think it's Manitowoc. I think it's further north.
Okay. Well,
Wausau.
You guys are both incorrect. It is Rylander. Rylander.
Why? Okay. Well, at least I said it with confidence this time. You know, like I just was like, I said it with the confidence of a Greg Bach who knew that the robin was the state bird. So I'll take that as a win. That's my silver medal right there.
And right now, Greg, you are winning. You are winning 3-2. He is winning.
Boy, well, if I'm anything like the Brewers, that won't last long.
Wait, what are we? How many questions have we had?
Right now,
six.
You guys have done four.
All right.
How's three? Because we both answered the same one. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
We are taking, if you're just joining us, Greg and I are taking a Domley quiz. This is Wisconsin based with knowledge. By the way, this cracked me up. A Sage on the text line says once is his favorite musical film. And that was, you know, great, great flick.
And a great answer from a great guy, too.
I knew you would piggyback there. Okay. Thank you, Sage. All right.
Continuing on.
So Greg's up 3-2.
He is up 3-2. Yes. We are on question five now, all right?
Yeah.
In the iconic 1997 film Titanic, where does the main character Jack Dawson say he is from? It is in Wisconsin. There is no multiple choice for this one either.
Chippewa Falls.
Okay.
Chippewa Falls. I was going to go first.
You were going to go first. The question,
I know, I'm saying it.
Well, you guys are both correct. It is Chippewa Falls. You guys each get a point. That's impressive.
And what's funny is that in that movie, he mentions like a lake or something that there, and that didn't exist in the movie. Like the, at the time when, I was like, whoa, way to be terrible at your job, James Cameron.
I remember, because people in Wisconsin get irate.
Yes.
Something, I remember the show, was it Veronica's Closet or something? The one where it was based, she's from Peshtigo, Wisconsin, which is 6 miles from me. My mom was on the phone and she said, well, they showed her going home to visit her parents and they obviously don't know much about Peshtigo because there is no airport there. I'm like, I know, mom, but, you know, come on.
I totally understand. Yeah, exactly. Like I was watching that documentary Now show with Bill Hader and Fred Armisen and their band went to Eau Claire to do Eau Claire Summerfest. I'm like, that's branding violation. That's a copyright violation right there. You don't even know about Wisconsin. You're going to get sued.
And make a whole bunch of us pissed off.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Question six. We're halfway there, all right? Halfway.
4-3, Greg?
It is 4-3, Greg. You are correct, Pete.
4-3, Greg. Okay.
All right. Question six. This is multiple choice. What year did Wisconsin become a state? Is it A, 1898, B, 1840, C, 1900, or D, 1848?
Can I say my answer?
Go, Greg?
I mean, I know. I'm okay. Go ahead.
You know it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then you go first.
No, you say your answer.
1848.
All right.
And I will agree. D. Letter D.
Oh, you guys are. I can't. Okay. You guys are both correct.
I know, but I got to make up ground.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. That's true. Well, Greg's still up 5-4. Sorry about that.
I know that, Dom.
See what? Okay, here's the stop right here. Stop. Right, we're gonna take a pause in this. See what happens, Pete, when you're losing. He digs into you like that. He makes you feel bad. But the moment you're up, he makes you feel like he's your best friend. And then he's like, "Hey, will you take me to the airport, by the way?" And you're like, "Of course you will. You're my friend with the quiz." No, so
no, he's the real prince.
All right, game on. Again.
Game on. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 questions. I can count.
Oh boy,
good job.
Question 7. How much of Wisconsin's milk is converted into cheese? This is also multiple choice.
Oh, boy.
Is it A,
thank God,
5/10, B, 7/10, C, 3/10, or D, 9/10?
Repeat that question again, please.
Yes. How much of Wisconsin's milk is converted into cheese?
It was 3/10, 5/10, 9/10, and 7/10?
Correct. Yes.
How did I remember all of those fractions?
Impressive.
I can barely add.
That was pretty good.
I'm going to say 5/10.
Okay.
Half.
Okay,
I'm going to say 3/10.
You're going to say 3/10. Yeah. You guys are both incorrect. It is 7/10. 7/10. Oh, Pete, that could have got back in the game.
7/10 of a cow's body is made of milk. Mm. Oh, no.
Yes, Peter. Yes, Pete. Yep, that's exactly what it is.
7/10?
7/10, correct. Yes, it is 7/10.
That answer was intense.
That was. Man, Pete, you could have been tied there.
I'm only laughing, Greg, because I know what's going to happen later.
Yeah, I know. You know what's going to happen later. Go on.
All right, question 8. Steve Miller of the Steve Miller Band is from Milwaukee. Which album brought commercial success to the Steve Miller Band in 1973? Is it A, Rock Love, B, The Joker, C, Italian X-Rays, or D, Brave New World?
I'm going to go with B, The Joker.
Same, okay. B.
You guys are both correct. Both correct. It is The Joker. It is The
Look
Joker.
Look at me knowing stuff. Look at me and Pete knowing stuff.
So we have 2 questions left. Do you want to save those? Should we save those?
Yeah, let's we'll come and then we'll get to some of the text messages. We've got a lot of live stream comments and text messages as well, so we'll get to those on the other side. I think that's a fantastic idea, Dom.
Awesome. I'm on the
ball. Done.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dom. So, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we are going to continue this next new installment of the Dom Lee Quiz Wisconsin Factoids here on the show. Plus, coming up in just a little while, we'll be talking to Logan Rohde. That's the last name, right? Rohde?
Rohde, yep.
Rohde. From Travel Wisconsin, and you will have your opportunity to win possibility, enter into a contest to win an all-access pass to the Milwaukee Film Festival starting tomorrow. That's all coming up in the second hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll see who is victorious in this quiz.
I got a plane from behind.
No comment. On Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Love that song.
Well, yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Pete Schwabe, sitting upstate from Greg Bach and Dom Lee and Madison, running the board. Tony Zimmerman is trying to hijack this contest. He said, he added a question of his own. Who would be a better tyrant, Greg or Pete? Or sleeper choice, Dom?
I think the honest choice is me.
Yeah,
I think I'd be a better tyrant. Pete, you would be a terrible tyrant because you'd be like, build me that house. Or it's fine. You don't have to if you don't want to. It's fine. You're very understanding and kind and nice, and I'm very cranky and irascible and hot-headed sometimes. I'm a nice person, but I just have it. Sometimes I'm just like a crank pan. So. And Dom, I don't know about Dom.
That's why I'm a sleeper. I'm a sleeper choice.
That's exactly. I feel like the obvious choice would be me, but the sleeper choice, of course, would be Dom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. That's fair.
I mean, look at us here now. We're just answering his questions, dancing like a bunch of puppets. Like, yes, sir. Tell me more about how I'm smart about Wisconsin. Speaking of that, we're taking a quiz right now about Wisconsin, put together by Dom Lee, the man who will be running all of our lives soon.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, some, coming. All right.
All right. We have two questions left. All right. Right now, Greg is up 6-5. All right. Two questions left. Mm-hmm. Number nine. Question nine. Sorry. True or false? Wisconsin is the only state that requires butter to be grated before sale. True or false?
True.
Okay, may I ask a question on the pronoun?
Absolutely.
When we say grated, do we mean grade?
Yes. Correct.
D or grated as in like grated?
Grated, like graded. Grated before sale.
Okay. Yeah. True.
Grate butter?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if it's like solid, like frozen butter, you grate it and then like you, I don't know. Okay. People are weird nowadays. I've watched the internet.
I roll my corn in the cob on the top of the butter.
Oh, see, I put lime juice on mine. I don't even mess with. Ooh. So,
Not in lieu of or in lieu of butter or
in lieu of butter only. Yep, I just put lime juice on it. That's it.
Oh dear,
it's amazing. But I'll say true.
Okay. True. You guys both said true, and the answer is true. You guys each get a point there. You guys each get a point. Greg, you're still up one against Pete. The final
7-6.
Yes, the final question. Seven. The final question.
If it was reversed, if we were doing it like volleyball, what would the score be, Dom?
Oh, don't do that. I have no idea.
you say 6-7. The person who is the never mind.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, we have 6-7.
God, Lord. I was trying to identify with the kids and it was fail. All right.
Okay. Final question. All right. And I don't have an extra question. So if you guys tie, then you guys are both winners. All right.
Well, you got to come up with a bonus. We can't have a tie.
Oh, right. Okay.
Maybe I'm the tyrant. Okay. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. Question 10. What popular frozen pizza brand started in Wisconsin? Is it A, DiGiorno, B, Totino's, C, Tombstone Pizza, or D, Red Baron?
What was the first one again, Dom?
The first one is DiGiorno's.
Okay, I'm taking that. No, I don't think so. And then the other three, it was Red Baron, Tombstone, and what was the other one?
And, Totino's.
I'll go.
Okay, go ahead.
Tombstone.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to.
Oh, he's playing defense.
Oh, God. Now I'm doubting my both answers. And
you
so
have
now
to
I just
say
feel.
Tombstone, Greg.
Was that?
For defense, you have to say Tombstone.
Okay, I'll say Tombstone. I'll say Tombstone then. Yeah. I want to say Tombstone, but I'm afraid like it was last time where I doubted myself. So I'll say Tombstone. That was my first choice. I thought it was going to be Palermo, but that wasn't even on the list.
The answer was Tombstone Pizza. You guys both get a point, which means Greg wins. Greg wins.
Let's say, guys, I was thinking about this the other day when we were talking about quizzes and whatnot, and I was like, when I finally win one, it's going to feel amazing. It's fine. It feels fine. It's great,
it's
I guess.
Empty.
You know. No, I accept my victory humbly. And as my first act of this quiz winner, I will become the tyrant that everyone thinks I am.
And run for governor is the
someone wash team. My car. So, no. Well, that was fun. I always love these quizzes. They're really, really fun. They're a really good time. Thank you so much.
Would you
Dom.
Have
and
guessed Would you have guessed Tombstone if I hadn't suggested the strategy there?
Ooh. Tombstone was my first guess, but as I started thinking about it more, I was like, but Red Baron, like, I remember eating that as a kid, and I felt like that was a Wisconsin thing. But, yeah, so I'm glad I went with it. And, yeah, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to play defense there, but I also wanted to – you know, I didn't want to just say because you said it. So we're good. Yeah. It's good. All good right, stuff there. Enough. All right. Yeah. All right.
That was a good one, Dom. Well done. Well,
thank you. And if I'm not mistaken, Tucker also helped you. Senior producer Tucker helped you with that. So that was a team effort in the quiz department. So really, really appreciate that. Well, we only have a little bit left, a few minutes left in this segment and this hour. So we'll just remind everybody that in the second hour, not only will we be doing the nightcap to wrap everything up, we'll be talking to Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin about all the great things going on this spring in the Wisconsin area, including a very cool cocktail in a place that you may not suspect. So that's coming up. And then we will be putting forth our last day, final day, final chance for your ability to enter into our Be an MKE VIP for your chance to win an all-access pass to the Milwaukee Film Festival starting tomorrow. This is an amazing value. So get yourself ready, because in the second hour, we will give you that keyword and we'll go over the question of the night, which is, in celebration of Sing Street and Flashdance dropping on this day, what is your favorite musical film? Go ahead and you can call us 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on the live stream right now. A lot of people on the live stream loving that. Or you can simply just go to the Civic Media app. You can call, text, or leave us a voice message as well. So let us know your favorite musical film, our question of the night here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the news. Stay tuned. Stay close. I'm a quiz winner.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.